Let's have a look what's happening in the tech side of things. And I want to share with you in this segment, not only something that is cool that's taking place in tech. I mean, we can all have discussions about the Google Pixel 2 smartwatch. We can have discussions on that. We can talk about the Fitbit app that's changing, and everybody's irritated with that. But there's one specific thing that I want to mention, and I want to mention it to you because I actually want to caution you, is a better way to say it, not to make the same mistakes. So recently, a family member of mine, my sister-in-law and her husband, was traveling from Pretoria to Cape Town, down to the Western Cape area. They were traveling down to Cape Town. And when they stopped at a garage, probably one of these massive chain garages, right? They stopped and they went in to get some lunch, went obviously to the restrooms, and they got a coffee. And when they got back in the car, they started the ascent back to the coastline. And they noticed that some of the luggage was taken out of the car. Now, this is here what I want to caution you with. Whenever you park in a parking garage, be it Menlyn, Brooklyn, Mall of Africa, whichever one where there's a parking garage, and you get out of your car and you click the remote, the central locking system, and you click it and the lights flash, right? There's certain devices, again, I don't know how this works, but there's certain devices that jams the radar of your car, so your lights still flash, but the central locking system doesn't lock. How that works, I have got no idea, but I know it happens, and that is exactly what happened to my sister-in-law. They went back, they went to the security cameras, they asked people to check it, they did check it, and you can clearly see that the guy standing there, he presses it, he locks his car, walks away without testing whether the car is actually locked, and the other person obviously had access to their vehicles, taking away their computers and their camera equipment. Now, if you're into photography, you would obviously know the prices of lenses and cameras. But my sister-in-law, they didn't lose 100 rands. They didn't lose 10,000 rands. They lost a lot of money. And the scary part is it all could have been saved if we only press the button and check whether the door is actually locked. I don't know about you, but I've noticed that certain malls actually has photos and signs up that says jamming has been detected. It's this little photo, obviously, a warning sign that's put up everywhere that says jamming has been detected. Don't just press it, test it. One mall close to my house is that sign. Don't just press it, test it. And ever since then, I've started noticing that I need to press my car's central locking system and then feel whether the car is actually locked or not. Because sometimes the light flash, the indicators flash to show that it's been locked, but the car has not been locked. Please, 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 you save yourself the trouble. I know we want to look fancy. Oh, no, we want everyone to see that, listen, my car locks when I'm leaving. But please do not fall into this pitfall and then cost yourself a lot of money. Of course, if you're driving one of the new cars, they don't lock automatically. They've got this little button on the handle that you press and they pick up whether the key fob slows by. If the key fob slows by, press it and it locks the car. That's you. Well done, my friend. You've got an amazing vehicle. For the rest of us, don't just press it. Test it.